And we're back here, and we're back here with Amanda Price. Good morning, Amanda.
Morning, Duke. How are you?
Good, good.
I hope you had a wonderful Thanksgiving.
Oh, yes, yes. And back, made it 2 days.
Two days
of celebration.
That's great.
Yeah.
Yeah,
okay.
That's great.
And we've got some things to talk about today, and we're going into the final 2 weeks of session.
Right.
What's going to happen?
Well, that's probably a lot of things. I haven't seen the agenda for the next 2 weeks, but we're finalizing getting through bills and getting them passed through session yet this year. Several bills will not get passed, obviously. So looking forward to that. A lot of committee work has been done, and I know my committee will be meeting probably tomorrow at noon, which is different from its regular meeting time, just to vote on about three bills that have come up.
Just vote them out of committee?
Right. We've already taken testimony on them and don't have too much more to add, and so we'll be voting them out. But I think that will be happening in a lot of committees this week.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So you're kind of looking forward to a end of session?
Oh, no, because the work continues. It always... I mean, it's a flurry of activity, and then you still have to keep on top of everything else you have introduced or want to get through, and so it's, you know, it's what it is.
Yeah, yeah. All right. 395-1450 is our number if you'd like to talk to Amanda this morning, and she's here to take your calls and answer your questions if you have any. Our line is open for you. All right. Well, let's talk to a little bit about the... rules on hydraulic fracturing.
Right. This is so the department has come up with rules, and folks, I get actually a lot of question on what is fracking, what is hydraulic fracturing, and Michigan's had it in place for a number of decades, and it is when you take water and sand and pump it into the ground, and it releases gases, and then you use that in energy production.
Substitute water for... Okay, I've got a call coming in here. Good morning, you're online with our guest.
Hi, is there any progress being made on repealing that pension tax that got slipped through last December?
Extension tax?
Pension tax.
Oh. Pension tax.
Pension
no.
tax.
Not that I am aware of, no. And I think it was passed a little bit before last December. It was prior to that.
Well, maybe so, but I called earlier in the year, and they told me they'd be working on it this December to get it repealed.
Hmm.
And you know nothing of that.
Nope, I do not.
Maybe you should inquire. Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, I sit on the Tax Policy Committee, so I would think something of that sort would come to that
committee.
It should
pass over your desk, yes.
Yep.
All right. All right.
So back to hydraulic
fracturing.
Back
to the hydraulic fracturing.
So we've had it in place in Michigan as vertical drilling for a number of years, and now there's been new technology developed that would go horizontal.
Right.
And that same... injection of water and sand into the ground, but do it on a horizontal plane. And the department has developed new rules around that, and we will be taking testimony on those new rules tomorrow in Energy Committee.
Mm-hmm.
And they're recommending about four changes to what currently, the major changes they would recommend that the state put in place, that anyone who wants to do this use the water withdrawal assessment tool. Now, this is something that Patty Burkholz worked on for a number of years and put in place, and it's been hailed as a great tool to watch what we're taking out of the ground in water and see its effect on species and water quality. So that would be one of the newer major parts of the rules, to use that. And then... along with that major change, that there would be some monitors installed around that well site within about 1,300 feet.
Okay, I've got another call here.
Okay.
Good morning. You're on the line with Amanda.
Yes, I have a question, and maybe it's not for her. It pertained to her. The other day I was watching television, and there was an ad or a commercial that came on, and it had on three or four different veterans that lost their legs, lost their arms, lost a limb, and so on and so on. And they're asking for money to take care of these veterans. Doesn't the government take care of these people?
Yes, I do believe they do. And there are extensive resources available for veterans to do that.
Well, I was just kind of shocked then that I saw this ad on TV asking for money. And I thought, boy, these people are taking care of our country. I hope we can take care of them.
Again,
I was kind of shocked that I saw that ad on TV that they wanted some money.
I think there are a number of nonprofit organizations that have formed to assist what mm-hmm. the government is doing. So it's not just a they're not relying only on the government services, but there are a number of organizations.
All right, I just want to make sure we're taking care of them.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Good morning. You're online with our guest.
Good morning. I had a question about an electrician.
Oh.
Give me a number for that. Or
I don't have any numbers here right now, but if you'll call back after 11 o'clock, maybe I can help you out.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
All right. So they're coming up with a whole lot of laws that will govern rules
about the withdrawal.
Yeah.
And so some of the other ones are having well sites, water quality sampling, monitoring and reporting, and then reporting what additives. So usually in fracking, there's about 99.5% of the material that go into the wells to extract the oil and the gas would be water and sand.
Mm-hmm.
But there's probably less than 1% of chemicals added to that, so that it loosens up materials, and so they would have to report that as well. So those are the kinds of rules we'll be looking at. This will be a lengthy process, and probably will go through the Joint Committee on Administrative Rules, which is a legislative body that oversees the rules that the legislature makes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And it's very controversial. There's been a lot of, I wouldn't say hype, but there's very much concern about this technique used not only in Pennsylvania and Texas, but here in Michigan, too.
Okay. Good morning. You're online with our guest.
Yeah, good morning. I want to ask Amanda about the information that's coming out about new license plates.
So can you be a little bit more specific?
Well, they say that they want to have people, all the vehicles in the state of Michigan get new license plates for $5.
Right.
And where is that status?
I think that's moving forward. A part of the problem might have been some of the the way that the previous plates had been produced. A lot of them were losing the paint and not being very visible, and so they moved to a different technique, and so they're trying to phase out those older plates
mm-hmm.
and move to something different.
And the little stickers you put on, you know, I've got about 20 of those, I think.
In fact, that's one of the things I have to do right after I leave here is go to the Secretary of State's, because we need new stickers, and so I was going to inquire about when do I need a new plate.
Okay.
They want to put a plate on the front and the back again like they used to have?
I'm not aware of that.
I think the front plate was brought up, but I didn't think it got very far.
Mm-mm.
Okay. Well, I just want to say that everybody having to buy new plates, that's just another tax. It's another financial burden that the legislatures are putting on the public, and you were sent to Lansing to control expenses, not to waste money and spend more.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think didn't they say 10 years?
Yeah,
they give
every
you 10 years.
Years. Yep.
Well, it doesn't make any difference. It's still another tax, another financial burden on the public.
I understand what you're saying. Yep.
So it'll be 50 cents a year.
Well, 50 cents, and you add those up over 20 years, that's a lot of money.
Yep, I understand what you're saying.
So I'm just saying that you were sent there to control spending, not to spend more. And thank you.
Thank you.
All right, got another call coming in. Let's see. Yes, we do. We're here with Amanda Price this morning, and I guess we don't have another call coming in. I thought we did. Good morning, Talk to Tom. No? Okay. And what else we got here? We're talking about the Senate bills on phones.
Right. So this is bills that are in the Senate right now. AT&T and specifically is looking towards moving people more towards a wireless network and would like to move away from the landlines that mm-hmm. we currently have. And so these bills would set up a process to put that in motion. There's a lot of concern, especially, I think, from seniors who have landlines
right.
that rely on, you know, they're very reliable, and they're not quite sure they want to move to a wireless platform.
Right.
And so that these bills would look at that process. I've had a lot of people express concern over them.
Yeah.
And I think I just cut out an article yesterday. About 12 years ago, almost 13 years ago, we had 6.5 million landlines in Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
Now we're down to 2.6 million landlines, where, and then the same time frame, we've almost doubled. We went from 4.5 million cell phone users to 9.3 million cell phone users. So
okay.
you can see the wave is going that way, and yet there's still concern about if you lose power, how are you going to have phone access and that kind of thing. So,
good morning. You're online with Amanda.
Yeah, about the license plate deal. According to Joe Hoffman, the front plate, that's a dead issue.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, because he thought that was a waste of money there, too. And besides, the newer cars, they're not adaptable for a front plate anymore, either.
No, some of them don't even have a spot for it.
Yeah, so that he looked at it as a dead issue on that one there. So.
Yeah.
Okay, thank
okay,
you.
Thank you. 395-1450, our number here on Talk of the Town. And I don't know, I like the phone on the wall because it doesn't require any batteries.
That's true.
I hate anything that requires batteries.
As does my husband.
There's tools out with batteries. And at the most inopportune time, your battery's low.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't like things that operate on battery.
Yeah, I do know that the phones, if people, AT&T is envisioning using what I would almost call a super cell phone, if folks were concerned about that. And I've seen a test model of it. So we'll see. We'll see how that testimony goes. It does require input from the PSC, and a lot of folks have concerns.
Mm-hmm.
Especially in the rural areas where
yeah.
you may not have that kind of coverage.
Very true. Very true. Good morning. You're online with Amanda.
The representative, a few programs earlier, Juke, you had a couple of the representatives on. One of them was talking about drug testing for recipients on assistance.
Mm-hmm.
And number one, how does the representative feel about that? And number two, he also said that he would introduce a bill asking all the representatives to do it first, you know, for all of them to take a drug test.
Mm-hmm.
And that maybe that's not a bad idea. And the other thing was, I kind of forgot. But I'll just listen. I'll hang up and listen to your answer.
Okay. Thank you.
Well, the issue of drug testing for welfare recipients, I agree with. What we're finding in the state is there are a lot of folks going out trying to hire workers, and they get to a point where they've offered jobs to them
right.
to do the drug testing, and what we're finding is about 50% of those people don't pass those drug tests.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't make any sense. If welfare is supposed to be a temporary assistance to folks, you need to be putting yourself in the right state
yes.
to acquire a job, and that's what's not happening. So I agree with that. We do need to do the drug testing. Welfare is not a right; it is something that is, as I said, temporary, and you need the biggest focus should be on your employment and not relying on the government for assistance.
I remember my son worked at a factory where he says, we need people. We need people. I said, can't you get people? No, they can't pass the drug test.
Right. Yeah, and that, you know, that's hard to believe this soon after a recession like
right.
we had, that that could be a common refrain. So as to drug testing legislators, I don't think I'd have a problem with that, but I think the issue there is really, are you prepared to work and willing to work? And one of the prerequisites for that work is to pass that drug test. And so, I guess we are working.
All right. All right. A moment out here for a weather word. And the weather word is brought to you by our friends over at Hop Inn. And Hop Inn is located in Fenville. And you can get great food there. Grinders, pizzas, appetizers, and more. Hop Inn in downtown Fenville. Weather outlook mostly cloudy with a high of 39, and it's comparatively sunny right now. Showers late tonight with a low of 31, and showers tomorrow with a high of 44. And right now we're looking at 32 degrees in the Tulip City. And got a call coming in. Good morning. You're online with Amanda.
Good morning, and I think before we give one bridge card or one welfare check, I think they should be checked for drugs, too. Why should I be supporting some druggie that, number one, can't get a job because he can't be hired for his drug use, and yet, you know, they can sit home and they can do drugs and they can find their drugs by trading their bridge card, which they normally get groceries, they'll trade it for marijuana or whatever.
Right.
I get so sick of this system that's just making, you know, people so dependent on the government. We need to crack down on them a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
And we haven't got too much time left. Let's talk about education a little, shall we?
Yeah, that'd be great.
Third grade?
Third grade reading. So, a lot of conversation around this in the Holland community and across the state, I think. This is a bill that I introduced a little bit over a month ago. And it precludes kids, if you're not reading at third grade level, by the end of third grade, you wouldn't be promoted to fourth grade. And this has subsequently been then, there's another bill that it tie bars to this that would have kids be assessed at kindergarten, first, and second grade. If they're not doing well, there'd be some interventions for them. And whether that's more reading time, some additional homework, maybe summer school. So there's wonderful programs called Reading Recovery. So all of these things would be in place because third grade, if you're not reading by third grade, you're going to have a difficult time going on. So those two bills will likely come up in Education Committee this week. Then there's another bill, too, Representative Lyons' bill, that amends what we did or the department did in terms of grading schools. Right now, all the schools that have this color coding system, which is a bright green to a kind of orangey color, and it would turn that system into an A through F grading school system so that people, parents especially, have a better understanding of really where their schools stand. And I think it would be much simpler process. I think the department right now takes about 250 different data points and all the information that they get and comes up with this color coding system. But if you spend any time trying to understand it, it is very confusing. And I have spent some time and several committee meetings trying to understand it. And I still think parents need a simpler system so that when they're trying to make a decision about where their child can go to school, A, B, C, D, F is a valid criteria.
So if somebody said, how's your kid doing in school? I'd say blue.
Blue or green or, you know, it's... And there's so many variations that can affect an entire district.
Yeah, we have the whole rainbow of colors.
Yeah, and so that bill will likely come through committee this week as well. So hopefully my bill, the third grade reading bill, will come through committee and go to the Senate and pass out even yet this year, I'm hoping.
Okay. All right, let's talk a little bit about local government.
As you know, I chair a local government committee, and so there's two bills for sure that will come out tomorrow. One would make a couple more counties become foreclosing governmental units. Right now, counties can do the foreclosure, but not all counties in Michigan have opted to do that. This bill would allow two more counties to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And then one of the representatives from the Lansing area asks that the tax roll not have to be printed every year, which is a big expense and a lot of paper. And so if you have it electronically, you can present that to anybody who wants to come and look at their tax notices, and rather than incurring more expense and more paper. And so we'll be moving that bill out of committee.
You mean they won't send me a tax bill?
Oh, no, they'll send you a tax bill. They just they have to keep a paper copy their offices.
Yeah.
And some folks haven't been doing it, and yet it is the law, so we're going to move away from that and go more electronic if you have the capability to do that.
I remember my uncle was a treasurer for the township, and he had all those old tax receipts for years and years lined up.
Yeah, and that's a lot of paper and a lot of expense.
It is.
Yeah, so that's a couple of things that will happen this week in local government, and then next week we won't be meeting because it'll be too busy, and session will be overlapping when our committee meeting usually.
Well, yeah, the committee meetings have to, of course, take care of everything they have to take care of so they get through the end of the year.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's pretty good. It's pretty good. Is there a lot of controversy in any of these things that are coming up?
Not that I'm aware of. We'll have some people voting no on a couple of the items, but for the most part, things are, and at least the ones that I'm aware of at
yeah.
this point.
I really haven't heard a lot of controversy in the legislature the last couple of years.
Well, maybe not so much this year.
Not so much this year, huh?
Yeah, last year, remember, about this time we were, not quite this time, maybe another week or so, we were doing right to work and...
Oh, yes, that's true. We did have that,
yeah,
and I happened to be in Lansing on one of those days, and I saw the lawn of the Capitol building, and I said, how are they going to get anything done there?
Well, and it did get done, so, my husband was able to be on the floor with me on a couple of those days as well. So.
Well, that was nice.
Yep.
Good morning. You're online with Amanda?
Yeah, hi, Amanda.
Hi.
Are you in any position in Lansing where you could introduce a bill to raise the minimum wage? In Michigan or not?
I believe I would be, and I believe some folks have already made that move. I don't know that I would, and just because of the impact on our businesses and the economy at this point.
Have you ever worked for minimum wage?
I have. When I was, I have.
In high school, maybe, or something.
High school and college, yes.
Right. But the thing is, there's places around here, they keep people at minimum wage, people that are trying to support a family or live on their own even. And these people are 56 years old, and they're still at minimum wage.
Well, we have to have something raised, perhaps because of the 29-hour provision that Obamacare has almost made people do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but the minimum wage could go up. That don't make any difference.
Yeah.
They're working 29 hours a week.
That's true, but they almost need more money because of that.
Yeah, but they even need it at 40. If you take minimum wage, what is it, 7.45 or 7.50 in the state, and trying to work on even 40 hours, no benefits, no insurance, nothing.
Yeah.
Can't even rent a place. And,
okay, and I'm out of time for today.
Okay.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
And we thank you very much, Amanda, for being our guest this morning here on our Talk of the Town program.
Thank you. I hope you have a wonderful holiday.
Oh, yes, I will, and we will be seeing you, goodness, in January.
Yes.
Yeah.